Hi there, welcome to my video and podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I also have an app that I'll tell you about at the end. But I want to talk to you today about the big shift, the Great Awakening, the times we're living in, the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. It has all kinds of names. And it's been happening now for a while. We've been into it for quite a few years. I'm a product of the 60s. I was born in 1946, the same year as our president. I'm actually a month older than him. We were all living in New York City back in the 60s and the 70s and having a blast. It was a fabulous time. I can see why he wants to make America great again, because we were all hanging out, having an incredible time together. So I want to talk to you about how you can still have a fabulous time. You have to wake up. You have to wake up to your infinite possibilities, your superhuman self. I got into consciousness as a hobby, and then it became my vocation when I retired from my career as a flight attendant. Because I find it so fascinating to think about how the mind works and what it's capable of. And I've learned through some of the things that I've delved into that we're not even scratching the surface. Of course, there are some people on the planet that are masters that have gone very deep within and been able to do things like remote view, teleport, even levitate, read minds, manifest through visualization or connecting to the divine source to get the guidance they need to lead them to the next best thing for them or for mankind. There are all sorts of layers and depths to this amazing topic called consciousness. But I just wanted to share a couple of things I've learned. First of all, I found out you've got a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. And we are conditioned and programmed, especially here in America and in the Western world, to think with the left side of our brain, mostly. That's the beta level of consciousness. And we use that to go about our lives and to solve problems and to do the things that we do. But it's not actually the best way to solve a problem or get guidance or heal ourselves. You know, if you use the left side of your brain, you might freak out and go, because that's the part that works with the five senses that are in the three-dimensional world. That has limitations. Those limitations are, oh my God, I've got this physical body. I'm trapped in it. There's nothing else. I can't see the forest for the trees. I can't see outside of that realm, which is just three-dimensional. Once you understand the right side of the brain is where all the good stuff is, like intuition, spiritual sense, inspiration, revelations, lucid dreams, remote viewing, psychic abilities, all the good stuff that we should find fascinating, because it really is fascinating. I don't know why more people aren't into it. But once you discover that you have these capabilities and you can actually tap into it, you have a much happier, freer, exciting existence in this three-dimensional world called Earth. So I became a teacher of consciousness and how to get yourself down to that alpha level of consciousness on command, because I found that there are techniques that you can employ that will get you there on command or very quickly. And you can start going within and learning how to tap into your higher self and your divine self to get answers, to get guidance, to heal yourself, to stay youthful, to have better relationships, to get rid of stress and anxiety. And it's all within you. The inner world is really where it's happening. It's not happening in the outer world. I don't care what's going on out there. It's how you are relating to it. That's why I say, if you want to see perfection, change your perception. If you didn't watch the news, you wouldn't even know what's going on unless you happen to go out and talk to somebody. you know, we only know what's going on a global scale because of the media and the news sources that we go to. So if you want to create heaven on earth, it's not about going out to find your utopian society. It's about creating it within yourself. Heaven is a state of mind. And when you go within to that alpha level of consciousness where you're at peace, because you cannot be at alpha without being at peace. The minute you think a negative thought or get stressed out, you pop out of it and you go to beta. So the alpha level of consciousness, which you can be at with your eyes wide open, you do it when you drive your car, you do it when you read a book, you do it when you go to a movie, you do it when you meditate. That's the alpha level of consciousness. But if you want to work on yourself at the alpha level of consciousness and create a better version of yourself by going within and feeling like you are that better version of yourself, or feeling like you're having better experiences in this life and really living them in your imagination and feeling like they're happening, you will attract it into your experience, because your imagination is what's key to your experience. Many teachers have talked about this, written about it. I've read tons and tons of books over the years because I find it so fascinating. And it's all true. If you dig in and you try to figure out the secrets to life, you can find answers. It's all within you, though. You really don't even have to read a book. If you go within, you can have aha moments and experiences and learn things that seem to come from somewhere else, because you are tapping into higher intelligence.